Today, we are marking a significant milestone in our Easter time journey, the Ascension, which occurred on the 40th day after the Easter resurrection. As we just heard in our readings today, Jesus was lifted up and carried into heaven in a cloud. This action completed Jesus' earthly ministry and lays the foundation for the things to come. Although St. Luke's description of the events should not be underestimated, it is perhaps the verses that precede the description of the event that we should carefully note and take to heart. The author for both the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel of St. Luke are attributed to the same person, highlights what Jesus has done over the 40 days since the women arrived at the empty tomb on Easter morning. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared multiple times to the disciples. At these appearances, Jesus spent a great deal of time opening up and interpreting the Hebrew Scriptures. That is the Law of Moses, the Psalms, and the prophecies of Isaiah, Daniel, and the other prophets of old. In addition, Jesus explained about John the Baptist in his discourse, thereby bringing these final teachings up to the present point in time. Then Jesus gives his followers a final charge as witnesses to all that has transpired. The disciples are told to go out and spread the word of the Messiah, the one who came for the repentance and forgiveness of sins to all corners of the world. This is Luke's version of the Great Commission. But there is more. Before the disciples begin their appointed tasks, they are told to return to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit, who will come to them in just a few days. This may seem a bit unusual, but this is not what we expect from a motivational speaker. It may almost seem a bit like a pre-game prep talk with a twist. We imagine Coach Jesus has been giving a rousing pre-game speech that has all the players amped up and ready to hit the field. Then, just before the locker room doors open, Coach says, "Sit down and wait." You can almost see the disciples asking, "What do you mean, wait? We're ready to go now. We understand. Let's go spread the word." But that is not how it will happen. There is one last very important thing that the disciples need: the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come to the apostles in a few days, 10 to be exact, on Pentecost. But that is a story for another day. Rather than just turn the page and talk about the arrival of the Holy Spirit, let's look at what the disciples do during this period of transition. How did they cope with Jesus' unusual command to go and wait? We hear that they journey to the temple with great joy, offering blessings to God. In other words, they offer their prayers of praise and thanksgiving when faced with a time of change and uncertainty. Like those waiting apostles from long ago, today, we, the members of St. George's Parish, are marking a time of transition for many of our members. In just a few minutes, we are going to recognize various people who are completing one chapter of their lives and looking forward to the next. We have rising sixth graders who are transitioning from the children's Sunday school activities to the middle school youth group and Bible study. As these young people continue their faith formation, they will have the opportunity to engage in a closer study of scriptures and to learn more about how to be a follower of Christ. To facilitate their learning, they will be given a Bible. Just as Jesus opened the scriptures to his followers, each of us should study God's word in our daily life. Also today, we will recognize the acolytes in and their leaders who serve with great devotion during our services. The acolytes are often unnoticed, and that is by design, but they play a vital role in our corporate worship experience. And as their experience grows, these acolytes transition to new roles. Starting as a torchbearer, an acolyte can work her or his way through the duties of banner, crucifer, bow, and thoroughfare, with ever-increasing responsibilities and expectations. The youth who have taken on these roles are dedicated and dependable. They serve as a reminder to us that attending to others is a part of our call, and there is no better place to serve than at God's table, worshiping with God's people. Finally, we will acknowledge graduating high school seniors who are about to embark on one of the greatest transitions of life. As they complete this part of their education and prepare for their next adventure, we hope that they will take with them a solid faith and trust in God that has been part of their formation in this parish. I would be remiss if I did not say a little bit more about our graduating seniors, as they are a very special group to me personally. My family came to St. George's about 18 years ago, when these graduates were still in diapers and just beginning their life journey. As I prepared for this sermon this morning, I began to think and realize that I have known most of them for at least a decade, and some, obviously, for many more years than that. I have seen them participate in Christmas pageants, BBS, and mission trips. I have known them in nursery, school, play groups, recitals, and performances. I have watched as they have grown in body, mind, and spirit over the years. I could share many stories about them, but a homily is not the time. We're all safe for now. I just want to say to each of them, to Elise, Awo, to Colin, David, Drew, Laura, and Joe, may God's blessings be upon you this day and always as you conclude your high school years and prepare for your futures. But we also realize that this is a time of transition. While this is a time of tradition for you and your families, patterns that have been set for years are changing, and they are changing in ways we cannot fully appreciate. Each of you may be ready to go off on new adventures, but I urge you to take a second look at the example of the disciples from today's readings. When transitions are coming, be sure to slow down and offer praise and thanksgiving to God for all that has happened to you up to this point. Also be ready to take what you have learned at St. George's into the world with you. As for those of us who are witnessing these transitions, what can we do? As a parish, we have accepted Archbishop of Canterbury and Joseph Bobby's call to spend these 10 days between Ascension and Pentecost praying. This time of prayer can serve as a launching pad for further time with God, as well as a chance to connect with others through prayer. Or perhaps you will feel the courage to go serve God and others following the examples of the acolytes. Or maybe advising sixth graders getting their Bibles has inspired you to do more study of God's Word. Whatever the case, don't be like the men of Galilee and just stand around looking at the sky after Jesus disappeared into a cloud. Instead, follow the guidance given by the men in white robes. Go and do something to improve yourself in this world, just as Jesus taught us to do. Make this a day of transition for yourself as you grow into a fuller relationship with the Almighty.